Welcome to Charles County Government's podcast focusing on the Economic Development Department. This is the first of a series of podcasts highlighting various issues. We begin with an introduction.
I'm Darrell Brown. I am the Director of Economic Development for Charles County, Maryland. And I've been in this position for 3 years now.
I'm Marcia Keith. I'm the Deputy Director for Charles County Economic Development.
I'm Taylor Yule, and I'm the Redevelopment Manager for Economic Development.
I'm Jennifer Reginald, and I'm the Marketing Coordinator.
My name is Lucinia Mundy, and I am the Business Development Specialist here in the Economic Development Department.
I am Kim Mozingo. I'm a Business Retention and Expansion Consultant for the Economic Development Department.
Charles County Government's Economic Development Department is located on the second floor of a business park in White Plains, nestled and surrounded in what its aim is all about, business.
My job and my role is to enhance or increase investment into Charles County. That is our primary role, is to increase investment, business investment into Charles County. And our role also is to begin to work to enhance the environment by which businesses want to come into the county and invest their dollars and create jobs.
Deputy Director Marcia Keith sums it up this way.
Economic development, in short, is about creating the environment, creating the climate where businesses can be successful.
We have a staff of 10 people, and we're broken up into essentially two divisions, if you will. We have a business development division, and we have a redevelopment division. And both divisions oftentimes overlap with one another in terms of their work. And we focus on business attraction, retention, and expansion with regard to the business development division. And on the other side, the redevelopment side, we focus on projects, and we're looking at our assets in the county, and we're looking in ways to best redevelopment and revitalize various areas in the county. And so that is our two main divisions, but then we also have a media outreach division as well. And that is comprised of three people, my deputy director, Marcia Keith, and two support staff people that work with her.
Says marketing director Jennifer Reginald.
There really isn't a typical day. I usually start the day with posting something on social media, either something that we have going on or sharing something from our partners.
We work with small businesses in the communities by identifying their needs, meeting with them, identifying their needs and their concerns so that we can come up with solutions in order to help them grow and, more importantly, increase their employment base.
Basically, I am in charge of economic development's efforts to redevelop in the built environment. So what that means is there are areas in Charles County that have been built up for some time, and some of the uses have become obsolete. There's vacant and underutilized properties. So one of my main responsibilities is to facilitate the redevelopment of those properties to reactivate and otherwise put them into higher and better use. So an example is the Waldorf Urban Redevelopment Corridor, which is something that's been worked on. There's been a lot of focus on the Waldorf Urban Redevelopment Corridor since about 2010.
My name is Martin Prue. I'm the Agriculture Business Development Manager with the Economic Development Department. Sometimes they just call me the ag guy. Starting with economic development back in September 2017, we're still coming to the end of year number one. The first time the county has had this role, so it's been a lot to evaluate and a lot to absorb. My primary role is to be the primary contact for the ag community in the business development realm. So working with farms, working with value-added agricultural businesses, and working to build community awareness about the importance of buying local and what Charles County agriculture has to offer.
My name is Michelle DeSoto. I am the Economic Research Specialist for the Charles County Economic Development Department. I am the data person. I'm responsible and the primary local source for comprehensive and economic and statistical data for the county. I do workforce data, commercial real estate market information, economic impact. I kind of handle it all, a little bit of everything, as well as I'm responsible for handling the events that go on within the department.
Marcia Keith explains more about the team.
Our chief of business development is Lucretia Freeman Buster, and her role is to connect with businesses, whether the businesses here in the county or the businesses that are interested in locating in Charles County from another location or just finding out more because they're exploring their options. Lacey Oliver is our admin associate, and she handles all of the admin for the entire department. She really supports all of us, and she's amazing in what she does. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what Charles County is, who Charles County is. We're an interesting county because we are part of Washington, D.C. metro, the metro area. But we're what would be called a second-tier county in that we're not immediately adjacent to the district. We're adjacent to Prince George's County, which is adjacent to the district. So we're a little further out, and we have a kind of odd geography in that we are south of Washington, D.C., and a lot of folks forget that there is a part of Maryland south of Washington, D.C. So just geographically, people misunderstand us. But then Charles County has a really rich heritage of agriculture, especially tobacco, which was the prime crop for southern Maryland. And over the years, throughout the 20th century, that began to change as the Washington, D.C. metro area continued to expand. And little by little, the parts of the county that are closest to Washington, D.C. became more and more suburbanized.
The county is growing, and with that growth come certain expectations. People, they're looking for certain amenities, and their needs change. And I think it gives the county the opportunity to be very selective in terms of what the county will look like going forward.
But with growth comes expectations. Newer, more urban residents who may be used to more choices in grocery stores or retail shops. Does it get frustrating sometimes when people say, why don't we have a Nordstrom's or why don't we have a Wegmans or a Harris Teeter?
Sure it does. And a large part of that frustration we take responsibility for because we have to educate the population about why certain businesses make decisions to come to the county, and more importantly, why they make decisions not to come to the county. And so, yeah, that is frustrating, but we have to learn as much as we can about various retail organizations and be able to then go out into the community and explain to the community why a certain retail is not interested or would not invest in the county, and equally why a certain retailers will invest in the county. And so we take that on ourselves. It can be a little frustrating, but that's a part of our job. That's a part of what we're here to do.
Since Brown came aboard 3 years ago, he often refers to economic development as a team sport.
It's a team sport because you can't work in a vacuum and you can't work in isolation. It's a team sport because it is a collaborative sport. You have to have and collaborate with various stakeholders, the business community, nonprofit organizations, your citizens, obviously in Charles County, your Board of Commissioners, all relevant stakeholders, all relevant partners are key to working in the field of economic development, and that makes it a team sport.
All of us who are from Charles County and who might have the opportunity to represent Charles County in meetings outside of the area, outside of the region, in other parts of the country, we spend a lot of time explaining who we are, what goes on in Charles County. And that's how Meet Charles County evolved. It's important for us to say, you need to get to know us because we are not who you thought we are. We are modern. We are suburban. We are very, very active in commerce. And we're an important part of the Washington, D.C. economy.
Director Darrell Brown points to some successes his department has played a part in.
I take a great deal of pride of being able to work with Greenberg Gibbons, which is a major developer here in the county, on the north end of the county. There is a major mixed-use project that is happening. I take a lot of pride in that. We also managed to attract NAMO here in the county. They're in Indian Head inside the gate, and we'll have a presence outside of the gate. The Army Reserve is right here in White Plains, and that is going to have a lot of indirect investment in the county. We're looking at anywhere from 200 reservists every weekend, three weekends out of the month, and so that's going to create a lot of activity in the county, and these reservists are going to be looking to find hotels to stay in, and they're going to be looking to go out and eat and patronize our restaurants, and they're going to spend money and at various shops and stores in the county. And so we're very, very proud of that. And that is that's going to bring a lot of vitality to the community and to the county as well.
Vitality that will hopefully bring added money into Charles County. I'm Kim Hicks Dye. Sound engineer is Bob Curran. Join us for the next podcast on the county's Economic Development Department.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can find more great podcasts online at charlescountymd.gov/podcast. Like this episode? Then head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We can be found under Charles County Government.